The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with his holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God has come in power." The Gospel of the Lord. So students, each year, one of the things that I most look forward to is on New Year's when we select our saint for the year. I'm always so excited because I can't wait to see, okay, who is God going to give me this year and what are they going to bring to me? Why does he want this particular saint in my life at this time? And so if you remember, when I chose my saint, I was really disappointed. Because it was a saint I didn't really know anything about. It wasn't one of these great saints. And I thought, oh man, Lord, why'd you give him to me? And his name is St. Peter Chanel. And I was even more disappointed. I got online to read something about him, and there was only just a tiny bit of information, and I couldn't find any books on his life because he was a Frenchman, and none of his stuff is translated into English. So I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to go through the year. I'll invoke him from time to time. Well, last week, a parish family was traveling, and they went to a church that is run by the same order that St. Peter Chanel was a member of. And so they found a little booklet in the parish library. And so they gave me this booklet. I've been reading it the last few days. And what most struck me was this one line. And I thought, okay, Lord, this is the reason why you gave me this saint this year. He had a motto that he lived by that was at the heart of his priesthood, and it was this: to love Mary and to make her loved. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's what I've always wanted to do. And that's at the heart of my priesthood, and I want to do it for the rest of my life. To love Mary and to make her loved. Because we will never fully know Jesus unless we really discover his mother. When our Lord was hanging upon the cross, what did he say to John? The Apostle John was the only one at the foot of the cross. And what did Jesus say to John at that most crucial moment? Maria Sophia. He said, "Behold your mother." Now think of this. When John was standing at the foot of the cross, where was all of his attention? Here Jesus, the man he's given his life for, is dying on the cross. He would have been totally focused on our Lord. And in that moment, what does Jesus say to him? "Look at Mary. Turn your gaze from me to my mother, who is now your mother." Jesus would never have said that unless John was going to really discover who Jesus was by coming to know who Mary is. And it's a truth for every single one of us. And so this morning, St. Peter Damian, the saint we celebrate today, I know almost nothing about. But I was interested. I thought, okay, every saint has a devotion to Mary. Is St. Peter Damian going to have that same devotion? And so I got online, and I was reading all these different articles on him, and our Blessed Mother Mary was at the heart of his life. And he said this, something I'd never heard before. He said, "The good thief." Now, who's the good thief? James. The one who was hanging on the right side. So there were two thieves crucified with Jesus, and we call one of them the good thief. Why do we call that saint the good thief? Laura? Because at the very end of his life, he repented. And he said, "Jesus, I want to be with you in heaven today." Why did he repent in that moment? If he'd been a thief for so many years, how at that last moment of his life was he given the grace to change his life? St. Peter Damian said this. He said, "Our Blessed Mother Mary was standing between the cross of her son and the cross of the good thief. And at that moment she begged God for his conversion." And he said this, and I never had heard this before, and I doubt any of you have ever heard this. Very early on in the history of the church, in the first few hundred years, there was a tradition that when Joseph, when the angel awoke him in the middle of the night and said, "Flee to Egypt," when he took Mary and the child Jesus and they were traveling through the night, a band of robbers came to steal from them. And they overtook them as they were traveling. And one of those robbers was the good thief. And when that robber saw the infant Jesus, his heart was so moved that he said to the other robbers, he said, "We cannot harm this family. Let them go safely." And Our Lady, standing at the foot of the cross, remembered him. And so she wanted to repay the favor and said, "Lord, have mercy on him." And he was given the grace of conversion. It's Our Lady's role in every single one of our lives to intercede for us with God. St. Peter Damian said, when we turn to her, nothing will be impossible through her prayers. And he wrote one of the most beautiful prayers ever to Our Lady. And I want to close with the last two lines of this prayer. We can make it our own today. He says this, "Turn to us, Mary, so that we may be able to go to heaven and see you. Our greatest glory after seeing God Himself will be to see you and to love you. So be pleased to grant our prayers, for your beloved Son wishes to honor you by refusing nothing that you ask of him." Let's ask St. Peter Damian to help us to grow in our devotion to Mary, that we might come to love Jesus as we ought.